Once again, your song of the day, 1973, Radar Love by Golden Earring. 464-568-5. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Well, we have a theme. We've stumbled into a theme.
What's the theme?
Corny songs.
That?
Corny songs.
That you like.
You identified a song by Bachman Turner Overdrive, Taking Care of Business.
Correct.
That you believe to be corny. Okay. Hokey.
Man, that song's not corny right there.
Wait a second. We're not done. All right. Then the other day, you played Fogerty, Put Me in Coach.
Centerfield,
whatever it's
called. That's a corny song.
Corny.
That's corny.
And are you insisting that Taking Care of Business is corny?
Yes.
I'm insisting that Radar Love
is
corny.
It's not corny. That's not a corny song. No. Disagree.
Corny.
Now, Fogerty's song is corny. Centerfield is corny for sure. This one's not.
Josh likes this. Josh is pointing to the text line.
Because the guitars were
I'm going to get hammered on this.
You are. If you give it a bad score, you will get hammered for this.
It's corny.
I bet if Bill Gates was here, he'd give it a high score.
It's corny.
I'm just saying.
I have to be me. I've got to be me. That's corny. I've always thought it was. I've always thought it was overdone. Radar Love. Off. Off the radio.
That's just a bad take. Just a bad,
am I going to get hammered
yeah,
for it?
The
am
scores
I getting hammered
are amazing right now.
Right
now. So what's your score?
Okay. I'm going to go.
Off the radio.
Yeah. I'm going to go 3.77974.
That's just embarrassing. You should be embarrassed. Let's see if did Bill text it at all. Nope, no Bill. Okay, Josh is going to be high because it's got a great bass line that way.
Yeah. Does it have a great bass line?
It does. Yes.
You don't know a great bass line.
A great guitar.
What are you talking about? Great bass line.
8.6 from Josh.
Okay. I'll go. I think by his reaction, I think it might even be higher. I'll go 8.8.
9.2, outstanding drumming.
Outstanding
drumming. You see my drumming? I did that.
Did you?
Yeah, I did it.
Am I going to get hammered?
Let's see what you got for scores here before we get to aging gracefully. Guilt Nerd, 9.1. Rick from Wahoo, 9. Notorious B.I.B., 7.15. Ron, 8.25. Noticing a trend here?
Yes.
Pretty high.
Yes, I do.
Mike and Dalton, 9.2. Dino, 7.2. John in Des Moines says, cool tune. Josh has to like that great bass line. 8. In Columbus, 5.
Oh, Bird just gave it a 5.
Yeah, that's pretty high for Bird. He gives it a lot of 3s. Wink in Kansas City says 8.7. Wink Martindale. Thank you, Wink Martindale. 9.7. Harper, 8. No low scores yet, my friend. None. Ryan in California, 8.9. Husker Mike in Waterloo, 6. Ellis in Illinois, 7.7. Sean in Omaha, 6.3. The worst score has been a 5 so far. Jesse and Milford, 8.7. My kids and I were jamming in the car to that one.
I'm just going to say this. You keep going, but I have a supporter on the text. Stan
and
my
Bennett, 7.8. Okay. Zonk, 5.5-ish. Believer, 10. 12 for the drum solo, somebody says. Isaac says, not corny. Solid, 8.25. Someone says, Sip is corny. Bad take, Sip. Not corny from Joe and Boulder, our friend Joe and Boulder.
Cornball. Cornball.
Ooh. Retro in South Lake, Texas is I Am with Sip on this one. Distinctly average song, 3.67.
Thank you. Who was that?
That was Retro in South Lake, Texas.
I salute you, Retro. And South Lake, I think that's near Austin. God bless you.
Someone says 3 times Sip scores. That's about a 10 at that point from somebody. BTO blows this bleep out of the water from Bob in Minnesota. That would help you out.
Thank you, Bob. Bob's a cool dude.
Someone else says, Sip, how can you love every other 70s song and not like this one?
Just don't. Now, that's the
70s? 1973.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. That was a rare miss in the 70s. That's a cornball song,
What did
Jake?
You get for a score from your personal text line?
Here's what I saw. Here's what I got from Rick Heyman. This is Rick Heyman of the jewelry
store. Who likes the 70s?
This is Rick Heyman. Golden Earring was a cheesy Euro pop crap band. 1.0. Golden Earring was a cheesy Euro pop crap band. 1.0.
He also says that nobody ever talked about Golden Earring, ever.
They had one song.
No, they had two songs.
What was the other one?
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, another cornball song. Those are cornball city songs.
Made it pretty well. They did pretty well.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of cornball songs that did very well.
Including your song, Taking Care of Business, by BTO, an otherwise great band. Yeah, you're going to take shots? I'm taking shots too, my friend. He's right.
It's a bad
taking movie. Shots this morning.
BTO's not cornball at all. Not cornball at all.
They're not, but that one song is. Like, Let It Ride's an amazing song.
Yes, it is.
Love that song because it's a great song. That's not cheesy, though, but Taking Care of Business is extremely cheesy.
All right.
And I can't believe you don't agree with that.
I can't.
Before we get to Aging Gracefully, a quick legal ID.
I can't.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
And we want to bring in Josh for this because it's time for Aging Gracefully. And there's a reason why Josh is here. But before that, Aging Gracefully is sponsored by our friends at Treads Central Tire Pros. Just south of Cortland on Highway 77. Just north of Piatra, south of Cortland. Go see the paradise. It's a palace of tires. Go see Ron and the guys at Treads Central Tire Pros. All types of tires there. What's that?
Get that peace of mind.
You need peace of mind.
Get that peace of mind. If you're rolling on bad tires, that's not peace of mind.
No.
Get that peace of mind.
It's not. All right, so why is Josh in here
today?
We're
going to get to Josh in a second.
Okay.
Be ready, Josh. There's a couple things I want to address. I saw this on TikTok. This is Aging Gracefully.
Yes.
These are maybe things you want to avoid, but this was identified as things you say after 50. Just stumbled upon this on TikTok yesterday.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Things you say after 50. I wish Bill were here. Number one, there's 12. Where the hell is my phone? Now, I think there's a lot of age groups.
I've heard Bill say that before.
Yeah. We do say that a lot. Another one is, I don't know. I have not experienced this one, but I know people who have. How did I get this bruise?
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
I haven't experienced it. Oh, this one gets me almost daily. That isn't my password either. What the hell? God dang, the password thing is freaky to me. How many passwords you need? And I hope that I always envision like people who are together have a list of their passwords at their ready, and I don't. I don't have. I.
Why do you keep changing up your passwords? You should have like one or two consistent ones that you can go to.
That's the key.
That's
the key.
Advice for you, Aging Gracefully. Where
did I put my glasses? Oh, my God.
There's been time they're on your head and you don't know where they're at.
Oh, I will put two on. I will put two on sometime.
I've seen you have them like literally up here saying, where's my glasses?
Right.
Like,
right in your head.
Up above you, man. They're on your head.
Here's one I think you guys would agree that I do this. I adhere to this. I don't care. Wait a second. I don't care what it looks like. It's comfortable. I dress poorly.
Yeah, like sweatpants.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people tell me I dress poorly.
Well, I told you I like some of the stuff you wear. The Yingling shirt, you should wear that again to practice because people gave you crap for it. It's a great shirt.
Here's one. This is big time when you get older. Who the heck is calling me after 9:30 p.m.?
Here's the problem. I've said that same thing myself.
I know.
I'm 33 in a few weeks.
You're going to be someone who needs to think about aging gracefully.
I've said that in my house. Who is calling me after 9:30? Oh, no.
Things you say after 50. Jeez. Does anyone say please and thank you anymore?
Okay.
I'm just going to do one last one before we get to Josh.
Okay.
This one I do all the time. All the time, daily. Why did I come in this room?
That happens to me a lot.
Does it?
Yeah.
Does it?
Even at 22.
Yeah, there's not necessarily all aging things. Now, here's some more aging gracefully that I just thought about last night. Josh has helped me with something.
What's that?
I think you call it dabbing.
Dapping.
Dap.
Dapping.
It's a D-A-P, yeah.
It's not dabbing. It's dapping.
Dapping.
Josh, I think, identified a problem I have when I greet people. And then he helped me with it. And would you say I've come a long way? The floor is yours, Josh.
Well, you're doing great. You're an A-plus student in this category now.
Yeah, right.
Well, I first noticed something was up after the story with Elizabeth.
Yeah, when you did the bro hug.
The bro hug, yeah, half
very
handshake.
Odd.
Yeah.
I thought Elizabeth. still is strange to this day, but we've tried to move on from that encounter.
And at that moment, I realized, okay, you know, let's see how this goes in person. So I go to dap up Steve. And I couldn't tell if he was trying to like tackle me or throw some elbows. So
rough.
Should we demonstrate?
Yeah, let's see it.
So
yeah.
This is
you're on the camera. You're good.
The bad one.
This is the bad one.
Yeah. All
right. Look right there.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. That was pretty
yes,
bad.
Yes, the headphones almost went flying.
I got
as you could tell.
Uncomfortable there. That was strange.
Oh, I hit him. I thought you'd go into his chest.
A little aggressive, too.
I thought you'd go into the chest.
A little aggressive.
The positive I have out of that is Steve really wants to be personable with his handshaking, but at the same time, you know, we have to tone it down a couple notches. Right?
Okay, so that was the first encounter there?
Yes.
So we've gotten better since here.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so what is this now grown to? Okay. What has this changed to?
Yes.
Let's see. All right, here we go. We're on. Okay, that's... Okay, we got some snaps.
Oh, we got the snap. I taught Steve how to be a little...
What did you teach?
I taught him to be more gentle. Mm-hmm. We don't need to be throwing elbows. And I told him, I said, just go in with one arm.
Yep.
Lock the knuckle in. And if you're feeling snazzy, just add the snap. And he's tested it with all the guys from the drive. Mm-hmm. It works here. And you've made a lot of progress.
Thank you.
How long has this been going on for?
I dapped DP yesterday.
You did? How'd that go?
It went well. You saw it,
did he
right?
comment
that
on
was good.
It? Did he comment
no,
on
no.
it?
No. DP didn't know I had a problem. It went well. Jay Foreman one time commented that he said it was a little aggressive. I got into Foreman one time. Yeah.
He got into
the He's like, oh, sip, come on.
But now that I feel like I've taught you,
yeah, no,
you're ready to go out into the world and dap a lot of people up.
You've taught me well. You did. This he made it a point of doing this.
This is still not a way you want to greet probably a significant other.
No. That's
if
that's
Elizabeth
lesson
comes
two.
Around again. Maybe you just do the side hug next time.
Side hug.
The non awkward. There's no dapping.
The side hug is important.
Please don't
in
dap.
This world.
Yeah, we'll go through lesson two.
Yeah.
Okay. In about
Josh,
a week.
Help him out with the side hug. Okay?
Yeah.
Not right now.
No, I'm pretty good about that. Pretty good.
Not in February. You weren't. It was concerning. Still a conversation in the household to this day.
poor Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for her. I was rattled.
You did. Though. I felt horrible.
It must have been awkward for you, Jake.
No,
it's a little weird.
No, but I will tell you this, Josh. Jake handled it really well.
It's good.
We just kept talking. You didn't really...
I kind of paused for a second and say, what?
But I didn't notice your hesitation.
There was hesitation. And people saw this was the problem. You know, Robin saw this. Everybody saw this.
Robin knows very well how awkward I can be.
That was it. Yeah, you got that one nailed down there. So, well, thank you, Josh.
Josh.
Of course.
Thank you for helping you sip out with the dapping
isn't
phase.
Isn't Josh amazing?
He is pretty good.
I like getting Josh on camera sometimes so people see him.
Well, he's done a great job for
yes,
us.
Yes, he has.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Josh. That is Aging Gracefully, sponsored by our friends at Treads Central Tire Pros, just south of Cortland on Highway 77. YourNextTire.com. Top of the hour is next. Back to some audio from post-practice. Don Arreola, offensive line discussion next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.